Let's go.
Let's go.
Bringing in the fun since 91. You're listening to the Nick Major Show, live on Adobe Radio.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new live episode of the Nick Major Show right here on Adobe Radio. I'm your host, Nick Major, joined today by world-renowned Twitch streamer, YouTube celebrity, D to the Fizz, Damon Fizzy. How are you doing, Damon?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
I have spaghetti sauce on my shirt.
I made a TikTok about that, actually.
You did? I don't have that much spaghetti sauce on my shirt, but I have a little bit.
Well,
I didn't have time to change. So
10 million views, so yeah, how do you like that?
Is that your most viewed TikTok?
No, my most viewed is 20. Something.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Apparently, you don't watch my TikToks. That's really rude of you.
No, 10? No, 20 million is actually my most.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Not to brag, 21.3 million, 8,000, or many more than 8,000 likes. Just kidding. But yes, my TikToks are much more popular than that. Come on. But by the way, as per usual, I'm on a new server, so I want to make sure we're live. Let us know we're live. Tweet out using the hashtag TheNickMajorShow. You got spaghetti on your Rugrats shirt?
Yeah.
Oh my
god. Do you think I dressed like a toddler?
Dude, you're literally wearing a Rugrats shirt and a diaper. That's all that Damon is wearing right now. Yeah, it's a Rugrats shirt,
it's
a diaper.
Fashion.
And it's also high fashion.
I was thinking, do you think having your shirt inside out would become a trend?
Are you thinking of starting that trend?
Maybe. I feel like if I saw someone on Instagram and all their shirts, like every photo inside out, I'd be like, yo, that's kind of cool.
Why don't you try it then? Start it out. And then people tell you, be like,
I know. Because people will comment about it. You definitely get comments.
Yeah, I know. I like how it feels when it's inside. What would you say if somebody asked
you? No, I
just
would never say anything.
Just look at them.
Same thing with the random family on my wall right now.
Oh, yeah.
So dude, I had that on my wall for like a week.
Is it still up?
Still up.
Okay, guys. So get this out. I put out a new vlog because, you know, I'm a vlogger now. I'm a world-renowned
David Dobrik
vlogger. You can call me David Dobrik. And so I put out a new vlog on Sunday, and it documented Damon and I. We went to a thrift store to buy a gift for a friend's housewarming party. And while we were there, there was like just in amidst all of these paintings and pictures, there was like this random family. It had their wedding photos of just the two of them, of their entire family. It looked like they were in Hawaii or something.
Yeah, it was definitely a wedding.
We're guessing that they got divorced.
100%. And I named them Tony and Jessica.
Wow, because
I see them every day now.
Damon now has their pictures hanging up on his wall.
Because Nick was like laughing. He's like, who would ever buy this? And afterwards,
which you wouldn't
like,
know because that part's not in the vlog.
Yeah, dude, he cut it out. I was so disappointed. But because now there's no context of why I have a family on my wall at all. I'm like, what?
Oh, there's context. The context is we found it at a beautiful thrift shop.
I mean, there's some context, but it was funny because he was like, who would ever buy this? And afterwards we're like, wait, that would actually be funny.
We're like, that'd be funny if they were up on your wall. So they are up on Damon's wall. He has three beautiful canvases.
They're nice. Of some family.
I wonder who they are.
Jessica and Tony.
It's just
weird. They got divorced.
A weird. Have you come up with why they got divorced yet?
I haven't figured that out, but they were only married for like 3 years.
Oh, yeah, because the back of the painting said like 2017 or 2018 on it, yeah, or something like that, or the canvas. It's a photograph on a canvas. Yeah, I wonder though, if I was getting like a divorce, I wouldn't think to take my stuff to a thrift shop.
Like, no, especially like personal photos like that. I think you would just throw it away, right?
Yeah, I think that's so weird. I wonder what made them think, all right, you know what? Screw you. We're going to the thrift shop.
They probably have like clothes and everything. They probably just put everything in the bag and just dropped.
She's
it
like,
off.
I'm taking this here. I bet they didn't even get money. They were just like, take anything that's in here. I don't want you cheated on me.
You don't get paid at like thrift stores like that.
No, but in LA, if you go to a thrift shop, a lot of them, well, I mean, the place.
If you go to like the bougie ones, but like that's like a Goodwill.
The one that we went to, yeah, it was like a Goodwill type place. But yeah, there's some here, it blows my mind. You go there and it's more expensive than the actual item when it was new.
Like I'm Buffalo like, Exchange and all
or
those.
Like Iguana or whatever, like is on Ventura Boulevard. I just don't get it. I walk in, I'm like, thrift shop. Okay, $85 shoes. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's not even a thrift store at that point. I call those LA thrift stores.
Yeah. Well, what was that place that we went to called? Great something, something value.
Valley Value Center.
Valley Value
that
Center.
That was a good spot.
That place is huge.
Yeah.
That's like an entire like warehouse
Do
inside.
You find some good stuff there sometimes. And they go early.
I bet that they have such good little niche things too. Cause like they have like all these old video game things behind the counter.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of stuff they have.
If you go in the morning, you'll see people with multiple carts and they're like going up, looking up values and they get.
Cause it's dirt cheap. That place.
Yeah. There's like resellers that get good stuff on
those canvases were only $3 each. Damon got three beautiful canvases under $10.
Yeah. It's good pricing.
Not too bad. I'm actually jealous. Not really. I don't need those.
Dude, I actually think I'm just going to keep it up. Cause now every time I post about it, I get so many replies like, who the fuck is that? And I just never say anything.
Yeah, it's just,
I've only explained to my stream. I showed your video.
And they loved it, right?
They loved it. They said, like, wow, he's such a good editor.
Thank you. And his camera skills are just out of this world.
That was really entertaining.
YouTube.com/Nick Major. Check out the vlog. Damon is in both my vlogs.
Thank you. I'm a star now. I'm a co-star. I'm part of the Nick squad.
Yeah, you are. The major
squad. Also, when you search your name on YouTube, you're not the first Nick Major that comes up.
Yeah, because there's one with the Danny Duncan crew.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
I don't think he's like in that group. I think
that's who he heavily associates himself with. Yeah, at least. Yeah. It comes and goes. It depends. Sometimes if you look me up, I'm the first. Sometimes if you look him up, he's the first. He's clearly doing...
It depends like the time
he's doing better than me right now, guys, okay? He's clearly just all over the place. I it's funny because I know we have to know of each other's existence.
Oh, for sure.
Because I guarantee...
Yeah. If you have the same name like that, yeah.
And on YouTube, I have both, and it takes you to my channel. If you go to youtube.com/Nick Major and Nick_Major, they both go to the same link. And yeah. I wonder if he obviously tried to get Nick Major and was like, what?
But no, 100%, yeah.
He got involved in like some drama at one point, like some controversy.
That's how I know who that is, because of you.
And kid, yeah. So kids were coming after me on Twitter about it. And then I was just like, what? I didn't threaten some girl. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Remember I got the message from a guy and he's like, I'm on your side, bro. Don't worry, dude. It's okay.
No, they messaged Nick all aggressively. They're like, fuck you. And then Nick explains himself. He's like, oh, I'm on your side.
I'm on your side, really, dude. That was funny. I thought it was funny when Danny blah blah blah. I was like, what? No, I literally said I'm not the same Nick Major that you're talking about.
You're like, that's a problem if you're on that person's side.
My mom called me one time and she was just like, or she texted me and she's like, what's this bikini wax video? I want to see it. Sounds funny. And I was like, what are you talking about? So I called her and I was like, Mom, what bikini wax video? And she's like, Grandma told me that she saw some video you posted about getting a bikini wax. And I was like, what?
Grandma,
and
that's then, not me.
So I looked it up and it was the other Nick Major. And I was like, Grandma, did you watch another guy named Nick Major get a bikini wax? And you thought it was me the whole time. And then you told your daughter about it. Like, you didn't realize, wait a second, that's literally not my grandson. What?
Didn't notice it wasn't you.
My grandma's mentally good. Like, she seems like she's there. But like, when I heard that, I was like, wait a second. You thought that other Nick Major, then you watched the video.
Completely different.
You thought that was your grandson of 30 years. So I explained to my mother, I explained to my grandma, yes, we have the same name. That does not mean we're the same. That doesn't mean we're the same person. So
that's
this other.
So funny.
We'll see if we can get the other Nick Major in here sometime.
Dude, and we gotta interview him.
We'll have him on as
a
guest.
That's actually so funny. Maybe he has similar stories.
Maybe he has similar
like,
stories.
Like, hey, I heard your podcast. I'm like, Grandma?
And I do know podcasts. That he had a TikTok that got banned, as did I, so we can share our bannings of TikTok together. But so I took a month-long break from TikTok, but I finally went back on it on Sunday. He's back, baby. Check it out, Nick.Major. But the best thing is, I had this idea. I wasn't sure how it was going to do or not. But it did really well. So I put it up on Sunday and it did mediocre on other social media platforms. But at least I think it did really well. 393,000 views on TikTok right now. It was a very funny idea, guys. It was about the struggles of trying to plug in a USB drive. And it's just almost impossible and hard to do all of the time. But as you know, the way that I do my TikToks, I keep them 15 seconds or less. I try to make it loop if I can. And I make them relatable content that people can watch and hopefully relate to. So check it out. Nick.Major, like, first time back.
I was going to say, no matter what language.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I don't talk in it. I don't put subtitles.
Like anyone can understand what you're doing. Yeah.
And I'll always be so happy that I feel like I just stumbled upon doing that. And it's like, I'm glad that because with TikTok, one thing that's interesting is like, if you have a video that blows up, unless what I've come to see on a lot of pages, you kind of have to follow that same video to keep getting like good format, traction man. Or people just don't, or they just don't push the other videos. And I remember I saw one of a lady and she happened to cook like this amazing meal or these snacks for her baby. And everyone was like, oh my God, that's incredible. And then she made another post months later. And she's like, me after 9 months of never caring about cooking my baby food, but TikTok blew it up. So I've been forced to for 9 months because it's my only videos that get interaction. And I was like, that's so true. But like, I'm happy that my videos that happen to pop off or stuff I have fun with and that I kind of actually like to do anyway. Cause my skits, my sketches, my more professional quality ones, I always try to do like relatable ones, like the car shop. We've all been to a car shop where you get burnt like at the end when they're like, God damn, that's a lot of money. And like, I did one about a cell phone store about when you're a sale away from getting your final sale for the day. And I was like, I worked retail. That's relatable to me. So at least with my TikToks, I didn't get like, it didn't blow up for me dancing or like snorting things in my nose.
Oh my God, dude. I don't know how people do the dances. I tried to learn the Renegade today on stream. That shit's hard.
Oh yeah.
I watch it in slow-mo too. And she's like, you do this.
You're just dancing and trying to do the TikTok dances.
That's what I was doing today. And then I was trying to do the WAP, but that's just, I can't do that.
Because you don't have a WAP. You got to pop.
Yeah, you got to like twerk on the floor. I didn't want to twerk, but do you know how to do the Renegade?
No. Renegade.
It's hard. There's so many steps for a 15-second dance.
The time that I had to learn it the most was the video I made last summer where I made like a fake commercial for this company that sells like a VHS tape about TikTok dances.
Yeah.
And I actually had to learn a bunch of TikTok dances for it, which by the way, it's on my YouTube, youtube.com/Nick Major.
And I remember that.
So it was like this joke infomercial VHS tape about this really weird. He was like, "Hi guys, I'm blah, blah, blah." And I was on a rooftop selling a workout tape, but it taught you how to do the latest TikTok dances. And I actually had to learn them for that. And that was actually so hard and exhausting because I was like, I don't know. I'm not Corey. I can't hold a beat with my movement. What the hell?
Same, dude.
One thing that
no
was
no rhythm.
So the biggest TikToker in the world is Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah, I discovered that recently.
And
she was like emo night.
Oh, was she?
And Little Putty.
Wow, damn, I didn't know. That girl's like 18.
They hosted.
She's 18
lot of it.
And she's allowed to be there. Damn.
Little Putty's like 19.
But
not Putty, right?
It is Huddy. Oh,
you can tell I don't know anyone.
Little Putty. Play-Doh.
I'm like Charlie's on awesome with a Little Putty.
So even in my TikTok dance video that I did, I even called it learn all the hottest TikTok dances around so you can be like Charlie D'Amelio. Like I put her name on it because I just knew she was the biggest dancer at the time. By the way, I wanted to say spooky hello. She said, hello friends. Hope you're both having a great week.
What's up,
she
spooky?
Also said, I'm really good at investigating things. Do you guys want me to try and identify them or should I make it a mystery? I think she's talking about the pictures that are up on your wall. Spooky, yes. We're sending you these pictures and you're going to find out who this couple is. We have their name, I think, or at least we have the year they were married and you're going to take it from there.
We
got
have
pictures. We're going to do reverse image lookup on Google. We're going to see what happens. I bet you could find images from when they posted those.
Yeah.
And then you can just take a selfie with it and be like, thanks for the artwork.
Can you imagine? Oh, I just feel like I'm going to run into them one day in LA.
Be like, I know you from somewhere.
But I'm not going to know where. I'm going to be like, staring at them. I'm like, wait.
And then you're going to remember and you're going to be like, never mind. I don't remember you.
And then I'm like, wait, look at my room.
Can I take a picture with you guys? Because you're on my wall.
They're going to be like, what?
One thing.
Can you imagine?
Oh, no, I can't. And they probably can't do that. They definitely won't be together. If you
no, they'll be them separately. I'll have to see them separately.
Yeah. And it's going to happen. That's LA. You always run it. It's a big city, that'd but you run into everybody.
Oh, small
here.
World. Small, big world.
We're going to get this couple reunited. We're going to find out who they are.
What
we're
if they got
say,
back together? What? That happens.
It does.
I saw my neighbor when I lived in downtown. They broke up. He put all the stuff in the hallway. And people were like taking it and then they got back together.
Like, and he's like, wait, hey, room 14. I know you took that couch. Can I get that back? Because the girl's coming back over.
It was piles of clothes and people were just taking everything and they got back together.
Yeah. But Charlie
should hold off on doing that.
One thing that was cool though. So I did actually some big things career wise for me this weekend. Like just cool stuff that I can't talk about one of them. But the other one that I think I can.
Well, Nick signed 500 and
NDAs.
Are they called? NDAs. MBAs. He signed to the NBA.
But speaking of Charlie D'Amelio, her sister Dixie, I went to her apartment on
their sister
Thursday.
Also a TikToker?
She's huge. They're both massive. They have a new reality show coming out on Hulu.
Oh, yeah?
Next month or this month it actually comes out. But I was helping someone film an interview at her house on Thursday. And that was just one of those funny LA moments to me. Cause I was like, I made a video where I had your sister, the name of like the video that I was making. And now I'm at your place. But yeah, they both have tens and tens of millions of followers on TikTok.
Well, I saw, I was just shown Charlie. She has like 123 million
on TikTok.
That can be real people.
No, I bet some of it's fake because TikTok is weird. Maybe, who knows?
That's a lot of people.
But it's definitely, I definitely...
I think she's the most followed.
She is. Yeah. And so her sister, let me look up Dixie D'Amelio right now. And she was very sweet. And I watched the ad for their reality show.
Wait, question. What's her house like? Does she have furniture?
Yeah. She has 54 million followers on TikTok.
I feel like most influencers have zero furniture.
And it was a nice
place. Mansions with no furniture.
And I watched the trailer for the reality show that's coming out and they film a bunch of it in there.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they dressed it for that to make it look even better because they're like, all right, we're filming a show in here. But it seemed like me, I don't know, because I'm all about interior. Like if you're ever in my apartment, it's put together well. It's nicely done. So I don't put it past people to be able to do that. But I'm not going to lie. If you ever go to like a mansion party in LA or like an influencer party, it's an empty house.
But I also feel like they get rid of the furniture for
the parties. Yeah.
But I've also been in those houses when they're not throwing parties and still zero
Hi,
furniture.
Frankie.
Hey,
Frankie just came out to say hello. She's on the ground right there.
Oh my God, your dog's here?
Yeah. She wanted to say
what's up. I thought you were saying hi, like you had a camera in your house,
Frankie.
And you're like,
I'm saying hi to the real deal. She's walking around. She's going to piss and shit.
Why the hell am I talking to you when your dog's here?
I made a tweet about this yesterday, dude. I don't know if you saw it.
I know his Twitter.
So Dracula, what he used to always do, and I loved it, is he would bury stuff. Like if I gave him a bone, it didn't matter if it was on hardwood floor or in the carpet. He would try to bury it.
Like
his nose.
Grass.
Yeah. And he would just start burying his nose on like the hardwood floor. And I was like, you are so stupid. Yeah. But I love you. And then so yesterday on my rug in my living room, she started burying a treat. And it was so cute because I was like, no way. I've got me another barrier. And it was adorable.
Like a lot of dogs do that. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was just cute. It reminded me of Drac.
Yeah.
And so I took out my phone to get closer to film it. I was going to send it to my mom because she would have been like, oh my God, it's like Dracula. And then when I went up to go and film it, her treat, it was a piece of shit that she was trying to bury. her dog treat that I thought it was.
Good girl.
And I was just like, oh, look what she's doing. Oh my God, it's dog shit.
Did you already start
No, I didn't start filming it yet. By the time I got up close, I realized what it was. And it turned from just a cute moment to you're really trying to hide your crap in my carpet right now. Oh my God.
You didn't even notice that she did that?
No, for the most part, she's killing it with the potty training.
It's
she goes
happen.
Outside.
It's
and
gonna
you, yeah, it's going to happen. And it was like an old piece of poop. It was dried up. So I was just like, how did I not see you there, Mr. Hershey? Like, what's going on? But it was funny in hindsight. I tweeted about it because it was so funny.
That is funny.
And I was like, you got me. You duped me good right there, puppy. You did not just try to bury a cute treat. You tried to bury an ugly turd. But she's doing well. Does she seem bigger to you at all, or does she still seem tiny?
I can't even see her, you know, so she has to be small. Where is she?
Here, I'm going to grab her really quick. Sorry, everybody.
Frankie!
Down here. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, Frankie. So this is her size right now, okay? But
dude, she actually...
She's growing. Yeah, yeah,
I don't
she's
know if
growing.
I'm losing my mind, but I haven't seen her in like a week or two. She looks a little bigger.
I got a video, though, of her brother
no
that was
means
born
big, but...
on the same day as her. Oh, wait, are you good? I'm going to drop you. Oh, there we go.
Wow, PETA.
Yeah, I know.
This guy just threw his dog across the room.
I abuse animals. Big deal. So my friend texted me a video of her brother. They were born on the same day. They were the same litter. Is it litter with puppies or is that?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. And they were born the same day and the same size when I picked them up or when I chose between the two of them. But look at him here. Doesn't he just look so much bigger?
Than
her? I couldn't believe that.
That's a boy though.
Yeah. And it was just crazy because they were the same size when I got them. And I was like, oh my God, that dog has grown so much. So I wonder if it's just because she's a girl.
That's why I prefer girl dogs.
Because Starby's so tiny. Damon has this very small dog.
Here's the thing. Starby is huge, but the boy dogs
are bigger.
In comparison
to the boy dogs.
Yeah, because, they're always, so Starby is really big for a girl dog. But they're always a little smaller.
Let's see. Oh, Spooky said that she died yesterday when she read my tweet about Frankie.
Oh my God, I was like, who died?
And I literally spit it out. Yeah. That was an interesting moment. Good stuff. Joined today by renowned world famous Twitch streamer, celebrity YouTuber, D to the Fizz. Damon Fizzy is in the house. How are we doing, Damon?
I'm here. I'm doing good. You don't have to give me that intro, but thank you. It's really
nice. That's an air horn.
No, I like that, but...
So I was going to drop my vlog. I was going to drop it on Saturday, but then I saw the saddest news that broke my heart.
I saw you post about that.
And it was that. So Trevor Moore, he's the creator of this show called Whitest Kid You Know. And I would obsessively watch that all throughout high school. I still watch it now to this day. And I love it. Last year, I messaged him to tell him how much I love Whitest Kid You Know. And he messaged me back. And I was so happy about that. I was like, oh my God, Trevor messaged me. And I have so many Twitter interactions with him. Like if you look up my name and his, you can see how often I've reached out to him and he's replied to my stuff. And I've always thought it was really cool. And for the last year, I've really said that I wanted to work with him on one of my shoots because his style of humor is absolutely in line with my style of humor. But he died on Friday in an accident. He was 41 years old. And I could not believe that. Like, that was like, if people asked me about like a debt that would hit me hard, blah, 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 blah. That one wouldn't have even crossed my mind for some reason.
Yeah.
And when it happened, I thought it was, I saw Comedy Central posted it. It was like a picture of him. And they were like, Trevor Moore, you will be missed. Like, you're a big part of our family. And I was like, what the fuck? So then I Googled his name and it was like, Trevor Moore dies at 41. And I was like, holy shit. And
Dang.
So I just couldn't promote a vlog that day. I was like, I feel so bummed about this. I just watched Whitest Kids You Know all day instead. And I was like, damn, that is so sad. I don't know what happened. They haven't really revealed it yet. But did you ever watch Whitest Kids You Know?
No.
Okay, so next topic. When I was at the movies last... No, I'm just kidding.
No. When I saw your post, I felt bad because I saw a few friends post about him. Like, I saw yours and then I saw a few others. I actually don't know who that is.
Oh, my God. I had to call my brother and tell him he knew exactly who it was because I used to make my brother watch that show all the time.
Yeah.
And then when I made the post, Tommy, my coworker, he replied to my Instagram story and he was like, holy shit, dude, you talk about that show so much. That fucking sucks. And that was a sad one.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but I think back in January, he got injured in an accident while they were filming a Whitest Kid You Know movie. And God forbid, that'd be terrible if that happened now, like another accident happened during production that killed him. But that was sad.
Oh, do you think?
I have no idea. They haven't announced anything with it. But my first thought was, I remember back in January, you got hurt. But it was 2 weeks ago, he made a tweet. I think it was about 2 weeks ago. And he was like, when I die in my obituary, I want everybody to call me the like local sex god or something like that. And so I retweeted it and I said, rest in peace, local sex, whatever he said. He would have appreciated that. But damn, that was sad.
I was going to say, so that show, they're still making it?
No, they haven't for a long time. But then I think they were coming back together to make a movie because they haven't come out with the show in probably since 2007 or 8. So it's been a really long time. But I've kept up with him. He started doing like this little news show with all the whitest kids you know people.
I saw he does like Twitch too.
Yeah. And even the night that he died, he was doing a stream thing. And Dang. So that was so eerie. And I always think it's really eerie when someone dies and their tweet, their last social media post hasn't hit a full day yet.
Yeah.
So it says like this
many
hours ago.
I've seen that with like
YouTubers
and stuff. Yeah.
And that's just so like, I took a screenshot of his tweet because he made one just that night. And I was like, that is so eerie and so sad and so messed up. And yeah, that was a bummer because that dude influenced me a lot. Like I said, like even still, I was always up to date with him, always trying to hit him up on Twitter. Whenever I'd come out with a new production, I would try to tweet out to him and be like, you should watch this. I think you'll really like it. And he died. That's sad. What's that?
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know who he was, but I definitely see the influence. Cause like, dude, all my stories like on Instagram was just about him.
A lot of people were talking about him.
Inspired by him and all that. So, what were you going to say? What was what?
Oh, are there any celebrity deaths that you will be absolutely gutted about when it happens? I know Betty White.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, but that's one of those things where it's like, it's kind of happens. I don't want to say.
How old is she now?
She's about to be 100.
Oh my God. Well, dude,
but it's one of those things where it's like, I want her to just live forever at this point, you know? Cause it's like,
she's been on TV for longer than anyone else.
Yeah.
In the history
of TV.
She
was filming shows still when she was like 95.
She's older and she has stopped the last few years though, right?
The last like 5 years, I think.
And I remember she presented at an award show a couple years back.
That was like 2 years ago.
And she didn't seem good. It didn't seem like Betty
White. I think it was a year ago.
Before COVID, definitely.
Yeah. It was kind of bad.
But that was sad to see. I was like, damn, she's getting old. And of course she is. She's 98 years old at that time, about to be 100 years old. But
that was hard to watch with like the stuttering and like.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, stop.
Everyone's going to love her when forever, I feel like.
And she's a legend.
And even up when she was so old, I loved it because she's always done like immature, inappropriate roles. Like if one of the things calls for it, you can always count on Betty White to just kill it to do something. Yeah.
Did you ever see Hot in Cleveland?
No.
Dude, that one was the best.
And she's in it, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. And she plays like this older lady that just smokes a lot of weed.
It's funny, she's always been old.
She calls them like whores, and she's just so funny. I'm like,
but her voice is always so nice. like when she talks, Betty White is just so nice.
I love her.
I remember a couple weeks ago, maybe even like 2 months ago now at this point,
you remember?
I was talking, no. But I was talking with Tommy and two other coworkers about celebrity deaths that would hit us hard. And then I mentioned anyone from Blink-182. And then the next week, Mark Hoppus revealed he had cancer. And I was no.
Dang.
But it seems like he's
doing
in
okay.
a path to recovery. And that the treatment that he has is taken care of.
Been streaming a lot.
The stuff, yeah.
That's how I know people. I live on Twitch now. I'm like, yeah,
Twitch. I think he streams.
Yeah, Twitch. That's all I know.
That's the only way that you know people because
I'm consumed.
Of streaming. And you've been kicking off the streaming hard lately, haven't you?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. Yeah, I did like 90 hours last week.
Jesus, dude, that's ridiculous.
But now I'm setting a schedule. I'm going to do a little less, like probably like 3 times a week, and then have things planned out for each stream. Because it was a lot of like hanging out. But dude, I have not seen someone drink that since like MySpace days.
We had it in the fridge. Didn't like 50 Cent own part of it? And that was like the huge
thing. Yeah, he was
like
a big investor. Yeah.
So I'm supporting 50 Cent.
Do you remember when people, I don't know if you remember this, but people used to take the wrapper and put it all on their wall?
Would they like collect them?
Yeah, they would just have the rappers all on their wall. Like they would take
like
it
50
off.
50 Cent, he's a rapper. And then they'd put him up on the wall.
They would put a picture of 50 Cent on the wall. No, the rapper of Vitamin, and they would like stick it on their wall. No,
I don't remember that.
I could probably find some photos.
So, all right, pull up some of those pictures. That was like in the MySpace days, I'm guessing, where everyone would do that. If you guys missed out on the MySpace days, I will forever say you missed the best part of social media. It was the only platform. We got to get HTML busy on our profiles, customize stuff. It was really cool. I do miss those
when
days.
When you open your phone, like go on Safari, and it's like midget porn. I mean, little people porn.
Dude,
they don't say midget porn.
Sorry, I'm going to cut that clip out and put it online for everybody to see because that was not cool of you to do. Damon's over here throwing racist slurs.
That's what they call it.
The small
porn.
People community.
Let me see.
Are you finding anything? Apparently, Damon is convinced that back in the day, everybody would take off their vitamin water labels, stick them on their wall.
Okay, maybe it was only one person that I actually knew this person. I didn't. Maybe it was just him and I thought it was everyone.
Wow.
But I remember everyone collected peace tea. I remember that. I didn't.
I remember peace tea.
Peace tea cans everywhere. That was a little later.
I think peace tea was like on 2014 Warped Tour. That was a popular thing then.
On Warped Tour like every year. 2012, 2013, 14, 15.
Oh, those were the days.
Good old days.
The good old Warped Tour days. Our last Warped Tour together 6 years ago. Isn't that disgusting how fast time flies?
Dude, That's crazy. Time does fly. If Warped Tour came back right now, it'd be huge. Oh, it'd did be you see Sad Summerfest?
Yeah. People are stoked.
I was looking at the, obviously we both have friends like in bands. I was like telling them, I was like, dude, like it sucks that you can't tour, but after this is over, your shows are going to be so much bigger.
People and looking, are so
looking
to
at those
shows.
Festivals, dude, look, the footage, I was like, oh my God, COVID who?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, cause Sad Summerfest, it's going on right now. It had a stop out here last week and it has like the main story.
Almost 10,000 people,
all time low. Yeah, yeah, that stuff.
So it looked
popping.
Much bigger than Warped Tour because it's only one stage. Yeah. But it was wild.
And that's a lot bigger than some Warped Tour days were.
True. But granted, Warped Tour was playing small cities. This was California. Mm-hmm. I think their LA show had like 14 to 20,000, I think.
So I ordered some new clothes. I've been sad shopping lately.
Oh, you shopping? Are you sad?
Just sad shopping.
Oh, we can cry together.
You know, I just had therapy before I came here.
Yeah, today?
So I'm feeling good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice. That can you give me three therapy?
I'll give you three therapy.
Can you give me three therapy?
You know what's funny about therapy is like I look forward to talking to my therapist. She's awesome. And like I love it.
she single? I was trying to think of like what a dude would say. Like, yo, what's she look
hot?
Like?
Is she single?
Yeah, you smash that?
It's funny though, because like I love talking with her and it's great. And like I wish I had friends that could respond the way that she does to stuff.
With questions.
And and just kind of great insight. And then like
does she give you insight?
I look forward to it. Yeah, well, just like into what she thinks about me and how I'm handling this or that or stuff like that.
Dude, my therapist would just cuss a lot and just ask me questions back.
Oh yeah.
So I do. How did that make you feel? And fucking fuck.
And it's like,
well, it's censoring me.
That was the therapist swearing. That was not totally accidental. It is funny that how it becomes someone that you genuinely look forward to talking to, but then you pay them a shitload of money to do it.
Did you talk? And then mine accepted cash. So I'd be giving her like $300 cash after.
Mine's
I'm like,
Venmo.
God, I feel like
I
she's a prostitute.
Her, actually. But yeah, it is funny how that works, but it's great. I do love it. I'm really enjoying it, but it is funny how that works.
It's kind of like paying a friend.
Yeah, I know. And then once you're like, well, I can't pay. And we're like, well, we're not friends anymore. Like, wow, you only liked me for my money.
Yeah.
But where was I going with that? I was like, oh no. So I ordered a bunch of new clothes because I'm sad shopping. Oh,
sorry, I probably distracted that. my bad.
But
What'd you get? Where'd you get it?
One thing, I got a couple new jackets in today. Wow. And
is that one of them?
Yeah, that's one of them. It was from Turkey is where I ordered it from.
The store is called Turkey? That's
no,
nice.
From over in Greece or wherever Turkey is. And I was really concerned about the sizing that would happen. So I ordered an extra small and a small version of it because I was like, you know what? I'll send one
Sounds
back,
like a Nick
but
thing
I'd rather
to do.
Have one than not. So I got it in two colors, this and black. The extra small fit better. So I'm keeping the extra small, sending back the other. But it was so hot today. It's been
that's extra small, I'm assuming.
Yeah. It was 90 degrees out today. And you bet your ass I put this thing on and just walked around to show off my new jacket.
Of
and
course.
It was so worth it, dude. Do you ever do that? Like you have new clothes and even if it's hot,
absolutely.
You're like, I'm going to wear this
I used to
thing.
Always wear jackets and hoodies and beanies. And
especially because I used to sweat so much. I mean, I'm not doing that right now. But dude, did you ever see when I used to sweat like crazy?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, you showed me.
Illegal.
I never noticed. But
you would have at times when it went down to like my hip and all the way out to my chest. But now, thanks to this product I found, I don't sweat anymore, and it is incredible.
That sounds
so
like
use
such
promo
a good
code
ad.
Today.
Now, think that would be such a good transition.
Promo code MAJOR.
You're like, and now that I use this product.
Let me, I actually am literally right now, hell yeah, I'm making my note for my therapist, and I'm paying her, and saying, hell yeah, therapy, because I forgot to pay her on the way back, so let's go ahead.
That's messed up.
And pay that, you've got money now, you're happy, and it's a good day. All right. We went through. We're good.
This is in-person therapy, right?
Yeah. And that's the thing. What I decided, because like, I know I could have used the apps that are much cheaper.
And
I was like, I want to sit down with someone face-to-face. I want to be able to like actually be there in person because that just feels much more of the real deal for me.
Well, I said, don't do that. I want to clarify. I mean, if that's what you can do, do that. It's better than nothing, but it's definitely better to be in person.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And I just think it helps build a much more personal connection. And
yeah.
It's a lot easier to just be open and talk. I feel like
yeah,
when you're
whenever,
there.
Whenever like my therapist, sometimes like we would have phone sessions and I always hated
phone
it.
Sex.
If we had phone sex, and then I was at the center of my dick pic. It was kind of weird, but no.
I need to review it for notes. And how does that make you feel, Damon Jizzy?
Does she ever like write notes, like look at you and just start writing notes?
No, she doesn't write any notes.
Mine would write notes. I'm like, what the fuck are you saying? Like sometimes I would come in, like I would just wake up because it'd be like early morning. I look like shit. And she's like looking at how I dress and she's writing notes about it. I'm like, God damn it.
You're looking bad today, Damon. Like, that's your therapist.
Clothes stains on it. Like, I'm like, damn.
But good stuff. Everyone should get therapy if they need it. I love it. I think it's great. It's very
I recommend
cool.
therapy for
I
everyone.
I cannot
honestly.
Recommend it enough. It's been a good time.
I'm glad you're doing that.
Five weeks in. Today was my fifth session. So nice. We're at it, and it's adding up money-wise.
Yeah, it's expensive.
So, yikes. I think that's ridiculous that it's so expensive. Especially because
it's an America problem.
I pay for like the lowest amount of health insurance I can each month, so I have it, but I...
Oh, but even if you have really good health insurance, it usually doesn't cover therapy.
And I always wonder if it changes in different states or not, but here, the play definitely wasn't covering mine, so I was we're going out of pocket, baby.
I had a friend that had insurance that covered therapy, but it was a specific therapist through the insurance, but it would cover it. But other than that, everyone I went through was like, we don't even accept insurance.
Yeah, and a lot of them online when I was looking, or all of them that I looked online, it said insurance, no.
Yeah.
Cost $18 million
an hour. They're like, we could try to like write it off. We could send your insurance thing, but it usually gets denied. I'm like, all right.
You're just trying to get me in. I'll just pay you. This is too difficult.
Dude, it's pricey. I was spending probably like $2,000 a month in therapy.
Jeez, I'm not spending that much.
Because she kept being like, why don't you come back? Let's do like, you're pretty fucked up. Let's do like 3 times a week. I'm like,
we're going to make this a 2-hour session. Yeah. Just what's your routing number? You got cash? Okay, cool.
So
and then
bad.
Someone comes in, Barbara, she's not a therapist. That's the janitor. Get out of here. Stop it.
Dude, that would make sense. Pay the therapist.
That's why she never helped you. And she just said, how does that make you feel?
No, she would be helpful because she was like, how can I help you? Like, do you want me to be more like a life coach? Like, she would offer things because, like, I think it got to the point where I was like, you're just kind of like not really giving me advice at all.
Yeah.
I think with therapy, it's like you come in thinking like it's going to
fix you.
They're going to be like, do this. Cause that's what you think you need. But also just like the reflection that you do naturally from them getting you to think about things helps as well.
Yeah. And talking about that stuff out loud is great. Yeah. It's funny. Cause you can talk about stuff out loud to just one person, like a therapist that you'll never say to anyone else. Yeah. But it just feels so good to at least say it and hear someone's feedback on it.
For me, I don't know, probably not you, because it seemed like it was fine. It's awkward at first.
Yeah. And
my first experience, actually my first few, it was really uncomfortable.
No, and mine, she did call me out for being, she was like, because I am high energy and fun and positive all the time. She did call me out for that. And she's like, just break yourself down a little bit. Like just be a little honest. Because I feel like sometimes even in here, because I told her about how I'm just kind of this uppity personality person, but she's like, you don't have to always be like that. We can get real. And I was like,
she's probably used to actors out here in Hollywood.
Okay. And then I cried. I haven't really cried that much in therapy, but I have a little bit. Teared up a little bit today, but we're all good, guys.
I was going to say, I feel like every actor I've met is always, it's always like that, like really up. Uh-huh. Like never turn it off.
What's up, guys? Nick Major here, ABTV correspondent. Celebrity YouTube sensation, Damon Fizzy in the house.
Wow, thank you so much for the intro every time. I appreciate that.
I hear we are both brokenhearted. No, not both.
You've
just
got me.
Some very
you don't care.
Sad news for my own reasons.
You don't,
but
you don't.
But
care.
You, mine's not Bachelor. Mine's my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's very different.
So you two are battling a broken heart because The Bachelor, it wrapped up on Monday. We found out that unfortunately the love of your life, Katie, is
engaged.
Not single
She's
anymore.
Engaged.
Are you doing okay? Are you doing okay?
No. Well, here's the thing.
You need a therapist.
No, it's fine. You know, I'm happy for her. No, it's not that weird. But I haven't watched the last 4 episodes.
It's because he was getting so stressed building up to actually finding out she was engaged to someone that
I was like, I can't watch
he's
it.
He's like, I can't even watch
no,
this.
It was, dude, it wasn't her fault. It was the producers. Like, on shows like that, they just try to fake things and it's like, no.
So you lost interest.
It's so obvious. So here's my theory. So the guy she got engaged with and like chose at the end, they brought him in halfway and he was on The Bachelorette last season.
Do you think they were together at that point?
Oh, yeah. They were already talking. Allegedly. I think so. Yeah. Dude, the way he came in and they made it seem, dude, it was just so fake, in my opinion.
And they do that? They bring guys in partway through the show?
They sometimes will bring people from like past seasons and stuff.
They're like, all right, let's bring in her fiance now.
Oh, this guy randomly wants to come on. I'm like, no.
Your face.
Yeah. Just the way it seemed like they had already met and been talking for months and stuff. But I was like, yo. Once I found out he came on, I was like, oh, it's just going to be him. And then it was. So, but still my favorite Bachelorette. Love Katie. She's funny.
Yeah, good personality. She's out of your love life now.
It's okay.
I'm sorry about that, dude.
It's all right.
It's difficult. You know,
and also she spoiled it for West Coasters because it had just started airing and she posts the photo of them and they're like, yo, the show just started 5 minutes ago. Like, what?
Did she ever follow that up or was she like,
no,
she just, come on. But I guess with the world of social media, although people do try to stay away from spoilers the best they can, like an M. Night Shyamalan movie that came out, I was trying so hard to not see any spoilers. And then I saw a spoiler on TikTok because it was written in big text. Yeah. And I was like, no, if you don't want spoilers for something, you got to stay off of social media completely.
But it's kind of hard if you follow these people and you just open up your Instagram and boom. And but also, boom. If you're watching a show, probably just don't go on your phone, you know?
Have you been checking out Love Island at all? Or are we just far behind that too?
No. See, the thing about Love Island, really good, great, but too much content, you know? It's daily. It's pretty much. It's 5 days a week.
Too many episodes almost.
Like, you don't watch for 5 days and you're five episodes behind.
But I remember I was obsessed with the season one and two because I was just looking for stuff to binge watch. I think it was still the early COVID days, the pandemic days where there was nothing to do except literally just binge watch. And I was like, hell yeah, this show is so long. I just want to watch it nonstop.
I think it's one of those things where it's better to binge watch than watch it as it's airing.
Yeah, I agree.
Because then you have to keep up so often. If you just binge, you can just keep watching.
And that's time consuming every day to be like, all right, let's sit down and watch this.
It's a lot.
We don't live in that era anymore. I don't miss those days. I like being able to binge watch.
That's actually what introduced me to Love Island. I watched it daily and I loved it because it was during COVID and there's nothing to do. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, that's too much, man.
Yeah, come on. We got an open world. Damon's going out all the time now. He doesn't have time for this.
I actually still don't really go out, but it's too much.
There was that moment like right when stuff started to open back up where I feel like everyone was going out so much in LA.
Yeah.
But even I got a little burnt out. So
I mainly was going out with you because you're like, oh, let's go here, there. I was like, oh, this is fun. Like I could be social, but like I have to just have someone else.
All right, let's start going out again. I need to vlog my outing.
Dude, because you know, I haven't seen you out.
I've gone out a bit. Anything. I went to a thrift shop last weekend.
I went to the grocery store. You didn't see me?
Hey, I had a busy, productive weekend, I'm trying to do cool stuff. You been watching any shows, any movies, anything else exciting with this downtown?
Just finished Manifest. Really good show. You've seen it?
I've seen the first four episodes or so.
Dude, it's so good. Finally finished that. Just started... I mainly watch trending shows on Netflix. Outer Banks, you see that?
No.
Just finished Outer Banks season two.
I started watching Mr. Robot.
That's a great show. Yeah.
And for some reason.
Oh, you don't like it?
No, I watched the whole first season. And I called a twist that like was at the end of it from like the very first episode. I was like, I guarantee this.
Oh, it's predictable.
And for some reason, like I let that bug me enough to where I didn't bother watching it again. But I'm
dude,
like,
that's what happened with The Bachelorette, dude. I was like, this is predictable. I know she's going to choose him. So I stopped watching.
But then I need to sit back and think. I was like, you know what? I watched the entire first season of this show. I enjoyed it. So maybe I need to go back and give the second season a chance now because.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
If I watched an entire first season, that means something. So I must have enjoyed it to an extent.
I guess I'll go back
and watch it. How far are you into that one?
I have no idea. I think I watched the first two seasons.
Oh, Frankie's back.
How many
in her kennel.
How many seasons are there? I keep forgetting Frankie's.
Three or four. She's so good with her kennel. Like, I've been training her in her kennel a lot, and she just chills in there. And I'm so happy about that because some dogs hate those places. Starmy loves her kennel. If we can't find her, we're like, where is she? Where'd she go? That's Damon's dog. And then we're like, oh, she's just vibing in her
kennel. Yeah, now I just don't freak out. I used to always freak out. I'm like, where is my dog? But yeah, she loves her kennel.
She's in her kennel.
I want to get rid of it so bad.
But you don't. She's such a nice dog.
No. Wait, what?
Why would you want to get rid of Starby?
No, not Starby.
I'm just kidding.
She's such a nice dog. The kennel, because it takes up, it's just ugly to look at. But she loves it, so I can't.
You can't. She loves that. Yeah. She loves her massive beanbag.
It's like her little bedroom.
I loved when we got this beanbag for Starby once, and we probably talked about
it on
here.
It's the XL love sack.
It was the biggest beanbag you've ever seen. The XL love sack, named after Damon's testicles. Yep. And but this thing was so big. We had to like fold the seats out in my car and
shove that shit in.
Barely fit it in there. And yeah,
definitely
it
would not fit in my car. No, I appreciate you helping me with that.
Every time I walk in and see Starby on that, I'm like, worth it. Although,
so worth it. She
90%
loves
it. Of the time she's on the couch, so it doesn't matter. But
yeah, she switches up. A lot of times, it depends the time of the day. She's on the love sack every day, but she switches from the couch to her bed. Mm-hmm. Well, bed, I mean, crate. Yeah.
Bet. Well, tomorrow I'm going to see. So next week I'm going to chat about it. If anybody is looking to see new movies, I'm going to see Suicide Squad tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any interest in seeing that movie?
Yeah.
I'll keep you posted if you want to come.
I'm good, but thank you so much.
Wow. That was rude. But I'm checking that out
tomorrow. Another show I'm watching. Oh, I tried to get you into it and you were into it.
Which one?
60 Days In.
60 Days In. So Damon's watching the show 60 Days In.
I watch it mainly on stream, but it's so good.
But, I'll check it out.
Can I explain what it is?
Maybe I won't. Yeah, explain what it is. The first night that I got Frankie, you came over.
You were preoccupied with your dog.
We watched it, but maybe I need to. For some reason, it seemed too silly and fake to me, which I don't think
it's real.
But explain what this show is, because it's an interesting concept.
It's like, it doesn't feel fake at all. Basically, so they bring in a bunch of volunteers, usually like 7 to 9 volunteers for 60 days in a jail to like, they kind of are working with the police to like report things, try to help better these jails. Cause it's usually like the worst jails. So they bring them in, but they act like inmates and like no one in the jail actually knows.
They got cameras and mics all over the place.
Yeah. Cause they're like filming. Well, they have the cameras built in, but they're doing like a documentary, but no one knows that they're fake inmates except for the two head police people. So even the staff, everyone thinks we're real.
I think that they're just setting these people up to be murdered. No,
it's dangerous now because, like, I'm excited to get into the new seasons because now that the show's big. And also, they see the show in jail.
They're watching it. Yeah. Wait a second.
So apparently after the first two seasons, because they filmed both of them at the same time before the first one even aired. They had the second one being filmed. They had a promo for the jail, like in the jail, they were watching it and they're like, oh my God, those are the people that were just here.
Uh-huh.
So like, why like, would they air that in jail?
And they just let them watch that. They're like, check it out.
Yeah. So now people who have been in jail for like the last 2 years or so, they know, they're like, I know the show. So the newer seasons, apparently it's really dangerous.
I would,
someone's going to get killed.
Yeah. And I just, if I was in jail, I wouldn't take that risk to begin with. Cause if I was like, I happen to come into this jail when they happen to start filming a TV show, I'd be like, you know what? I don't know if the odds are against me. They should have had them sit in jail for like a month or two before just to really sell it. And then
or
be like,
start filming before.
Yeah, exactly. Start filming and then be like, here's some fresh meat.
I do think sometimes they do it kind of messed up where they instantly bring the fake inmates out for interviews, but not the other people. And then
yeah.
The new season I'm watching, they're like, yo, what? That guy's obviously a cop. Like, so, you know, they're bringing
him
out.
He just got here today and he's getting interviewed.
Yeah,
for
but then
show.
They started bringing other people out and they're like, all right, never mind. But it's sus, yeah.
Well, I'll check it out maybe. But for now, I'm excited for Suicide Squad because yeah. I've mentioned why before, but I loved The Boys. You need to watch that show still. It is so good.
The Boys.
And now Suicide Squad, it's like R-rated blood, gore, James Gunn, who did Guardians of the Galaxy.
I don't like blood and gore.
Shut up. Yeah, you do. It's fun in this.
Okay,
in
yeah,
this,
I do. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Yeah, you know me better than I know myself.
I think you'd like it in The Boys. I think they taste. Dude, you have a really bad singing voice. Oh. That was incredible.
Thank you.
But I'm pumped because this really is when James Gunn, he got briefly fired from Disney.
James Bond, yeah.
James Gunn.
Oh.
Disney briefly fired him because of some controversial tweets that he made like 10 years ago. They were pretty distasteful tweets, but it didn't bother me. And then I remember right after that happened, DC picked him up to do Suicide Squad. And I was like, damn, Disney, you lost that one. And then they brought him back after. I think they were probably like, oh shit, that's not a good idea. But the movie, I'm pretty sure it like tanked this weekend. It only brought in like $30 something million. So it definitely didn't do good.
Only $30 million?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But I am excited to see it because I do like James Gunn and he does fun stuff. But let me see what the box office for it was. I am surprised I didn't have a full on box office for this because... Suicide Squad just landed and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it only made $26.5 million.
Damn, and when did it come out?
Last weekend. And Marvel's new movie, Black Widow, that came out, it made at least $80 million in the U.S. on its opening weekend. So that's pretty disappointing. That's too bad.
Is that just sells...
It was also available on HBO Home rentals.
So that's everything?
No, that's on movie theater tickets sold.
Oh, well, that's...
So we don't know what it made at home.
I feel like a lot of people are probably still not going out.
Yeah, and they're just liking the idea of watching movies at home and stuff.
Yeah. I feel as if there's still people kind of isolating, staying home. It doesn't seem like it with all these festivals, but I think...
Alba at Whimsical Bear said, dude, I checked the episode list of Love Island and that shit goes on forever.
Yes.
Got overwhelming for me.
Dude, it's like, I think it's like 2 months and it's daily.
But also Alba loved Mr. Robot. So yes, I guess I need to rewatch that. Okay. I'm sorry. I'll check it out.
I gotta finish it.
Yeah. We got a lot of shows we need to finish. We got nothing but time because we just like to sit at home. But Spooky did say 60 Days In is so good.
Yes.
So
thank you. I love you.
Maybe
it's
I need
so
to rewatch
good.
It. I was
Nick,
so distracted that night. I got
Dude,
a dog that
but
night.
But also like you don't like The Bachelorette either. And I just don't understand.
I tried to watch an episode and it was so
well,
stupid.
Well, you got to give it more than one episode.
Oh, it's just not my kind of show, I guess. But then, you know, I did love Love Island when I first watched it.
Can you imagine looking at your dog for like 10 minutes and like, I'm
That's
good.
How I feel every day I look at her. I contemplate just throwing her in the trash
can. Do you even look at her? Where is she?
No, I don't know. She's running around. She's doing something dumb. But either way,
oh,
I love that dog to death.
She's
and you
so
can
cute.
Catch her in my new vlog. But good stuff. We'll end it here. Any final words from you,
it's
Dan?
It's over?
Yeah, we gotta wrap it up.
What time is it? We just started.
It's 7:55. But
what?
For the editing purposes, I got to get this show within a certain time frame.
Time flies when you're having fun,
Time
Nick.
Flies when you're having fun.
Hey,
so
for having
thank you.
You
all so much for tuning in. Damon, any final words from you?
No, I was just going to say thank you for having me before you really interrupted me. But other than that, no.
Anything that I interrupted you that you wanted to finish up?
No.
Okay, then it doesn't sound like I interrupted you.
I was just thanking you.
So you can calm down. That was actually really rude of you.
Do you want to fucking fight, dog?
No, but Spooky lastly said, did you guys listen to any good music lately? I've been loving the new Billie Eilish album, the new Bleachers album, and The Weeknd's new song. I've been so busy lately. I've not even been listening to music.
Nick,
much.
Have you been busy lately?
I'm trying to distract myself from my sadness. Everybody.
I think Nick's been a little busy lately. No,
but
it's going to be busy.
I did check out Billie Eilish's new album. Loved it. Love her. I think she's so talented. Her photographer, Maddie Vogel, he's the guy who took up that really cute picture of me with Frankie the other week. So that was dope to have him shoot that picture. And props to Maddie Vogel. Awesome guy. Talented photographer. Hell yeah, my
photo.
Dude. But with that, Damon, thank you for joining me, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next week. I'm going to be chatting about Suicide Squad. So if you get a chance to see it this weekend, whether you watch it at home on HBO or you head out to the movie theaters, if you're comfortable doing that, let's all talk about this movie next week. I'm once again Nick Major here with Adobe Radio, joined by Damon Fizzy. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.